Progress Test 9. 1.
Nowadays, we expect to hear songs we're familiar with when we watch commercials on TV or online. Actually, however, using an original song is a relatively recent phenomenon. The truth is, before the 1970s, commercials relied on jingles to sell what they were advertising and only occasionally used pop songs, but with the lyrics changed so that they could mention the name of their product. Back then, record companies asked for huge fees to use any of their pop songs, so advertisers simply couldn't afford them. In the late 1980s, things changed, not because the costs went down, but because there was more money available to spend on advertising. Nike, the sports shoe giant, led the way, using the Beatles song Revolution in an ad. At first, pop stars weren't crazy about seeing their songs used to sell things. In fact, the Beatles took Nike to court because they were annoyed their song had been used. But by the 1990s, most major artists had signed agreements with advertising companies, allowing them to use their songs. Today, pop songs are an integral part of commercials, and pop stars are keen to have their songs used because of the publicity they get. In fact, there have been a number of top 10 hits which owe their popularity to the fact they were used in a big advertising campaign.
2.
Do you think TV commercials have changed over the last 50 years?
Oh, yes. They have become much more sophisticated, mostly because the audience is smarter. Back in the 1960s, advertisers just showed their product and told viewers what to do with it. Drink lemonade, buy Glitz washing powder. Today, ads like that don't work.
Why not?
Well, today, viewers want ads to make them laugh or cry, and they want to learn things they don't already know. They're too smart to be told what to do, and they also have the technology to avoid commercials. We can mute the sound if we don't want to listen.
Yes, I guess you're right. I hadn't thought about it that way before. We've become more demanding, I suppose.
Absolutely. That's why commercials draw people in by telling a story or create mystery by not telling them what's being advertised until right at the end. We keep watching because we want to know what happens.
3.
Do you want to know what it takes to get to the very top in advertising? If so, click on the link and follow the instructions to get your copy of a remarkable lecture filmed during Emily McCarthy's recent European conference tour. Emily's achievements as a creative director and agency owner are too many to be listed. So take the chance to watch Emily in the comfort of your own home or office as she shares some of the tips that make her recent book, A Life in Advertising, such essential reading. There's no one better qualified to discuss the subject. You're just a click away.